We're all bluegrass fans. We wouldn't be listening to Unreal Bluegrass were we not. Have you ever wondered what happened when an artist, a wonderful artist in their own right, is placed into bluegrass for the first time? Jeff Fasano is a photographer, an amazing array of clientele. He was the official photographer for the International Bluegrass Music Association event in Raleigh last year. As I got to know Jeff, I realized that that was his first immersive exposure, let's call it that. His reaction to what he saw and what he brought away from seeing bluegrass and having it just absolutely take a new place in his mind was so amazing, I thought we ought to talk to Jeff. How many times do you get to talk to a photographer, an artist from another world, about their exposure to bluegrass? On Unreal Bluegrass, we've interviewed many guitar manufacturers and banjo manufacturers and pick manufacturers and capo manufacturers. The list goes on and on. This is the first photographer that we've ever encountered who had this kind of a drop-in experience and expresses it very well. In the second hour, we'll talk to Jeff Fasano about his experience at IBMA last year and how it's affected his perspective on bluegrass. That's what we like to have, more people involved. I'm very happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass Jeff Fasano, Jeff Fasano Photography. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, Steve. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. Listen, I appreciate your time. I will tell the listeners that I came to know you through your involvement with photography at the IBMA Awards show. And the more we talked about what you did there, the more I thought this would be an interesting story. And Unreal Bluegrass, I like to present interesting stories of the people, different views of bluegrass and music from a different perspective. And I want to say this also up front, Jeff, that this is not a trade. You're not trading or buying time for me. I'm a client of yours in that I've exchanged. We've exchanged currency for images, to which I'm very happy, but this is not that. I wanted to talk to you because in conversations you mentioned to me the experience at being at IBMA and what you learned being exposed to bluegrass, and I just thought it was a neat story.
That was, I really enjoyed myself at IBMA. What I found in that whole genre of music, and, you know, and nowadays IBMA is not just bluegrass, there's so much crossover
right.
going on in all the roots music genres, Americana, blues, Folk Alliance, it's all a mishmash now these days, and then the traditional blues or bluegrass and stuff like that. But what I really loved about it, and what I really like about all the genres of the roots music, is the authenticity of it, the transparency of it, the down-to-earthness of it, and how people are just so nice, and there's no airs about it. It's like a wee atmosphere. And it was something, the bluegrass world is something very new to me. But I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed those 4 or 5 days so much, meeting so many artists and different types of artists and photographing a lot of people.
Jeff, you came to Nashville, 2.5 years ago?
Yep.
Okay. And from there you came from your actually photography business, I guess, California. You're from New York. You were doing photography in California or where?
Yeah, I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
and started my photography career in New York. And
at 40 years old. Jeff.
Yes, I quit my job, my corporate job in the World Trade Center in New York City, and right before I turned 40 to change my life and do something. And I found my passion of photography. I had been doing it, you know, for a very long time. And even went back to school in the late 80s to Parsons, the new school, and studied with Mario Cabrera there for a couple of years, and just decided to shift and change my life. It began at the age of 33 when I really discovered this is what I wanted to do with my life, and just went on with that and built. And right before I turned 40, I quit my job and started this whole new adventure.
And Jeff, for the listeners, because I do want to direct them to if they just plug in Jeff Fasano, F-A-S-A-N-O, photography, they're going to find your website, and there's an inspirational story about that change you just described, which I read prior to hooking up with you tonight. It's a neat story, and what you're saying is it's not as trite as it's never too late to make a change, but what you're kind of saying is follow your dream. I mean, if we want to get that song like.
Yeah, to find something. Find it. Find what really rings in your soul. It's in your soul of there's a passion that lies in your soul that really brings you a lot of joy. It's really about what brings you joy, what raises your resonance and vibration, what makes your heart sing. There's so many ways in which we can call it that, but what really brings you joy, and find it. When you find it, everybody gets caught up in, okay, yeah, I know what I love doing, but how am I going to do it? That's not something that ever entered my mind when I was doing it. I found it, and I just knew that if I followed the path, the how would show up and things would fall into place. But then there would be, you know, right turns and left turns in the path, and things happen that you'd never even think about, i.e. me going to IBMA 2018.
I was going to say, what a perfect transition, Jeff. I was going to lead you there, but you went there. So the people know listening a little bit about you and how to find out more about you. But now you're at IBMA. Now, you've been in Nashville for a couple of years by this point, and you've seen acoustic and you've seen a lot of – but now you're right in the thick of the bluegrass world at the International Bluegrass Music Association in Raleigh. And I want you to tell, and I'll help you explain some stories of you mentioned a little bit about everybody being really friendly, but you were backstage a lot. So a lot of the people back there were really happy to be there, to be in a position to be photographed by you. But if you could relate a little bit about what went on that week for the first time for you.
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit, Steve.
Sure.
And when I moved to Nashville 2.5 years ago, you know, I knew about bluegrass and I knew a few of the people in the world, but I just didn't know what it was all about. And then I think I was here a week or two and I was invited to the station in.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And there you go. And I went in and I'm trying to remember the band, and I saw a couple of old friends, and I just sat and listened, and I went, wow. It was an excitement because it was a genre of music. You know, I'm an old rock and roll guy, bluegrass, not something that, being a New Yorker, that I would be listening to. And then I just, from this band, and excuse me, I'm just trying to remember the name of that, but I started to find a real appreciation for what they were doing.
What elements, if we can break it down just a little bit, what elements was it? That was that the skill of the musician, the singing, the authenticity of the stories, how do you describe that moment to you?
All of it, Steve. All of the above, the musicianship, that I never realized. You know, I went, wow, this is wow, and that's basically what I did. I went, wow, and I just really, I had my camera with me, and I put my camera down.
Oh,
and I went,
really?
Wow, I really wow, and so I said, this is I'm really enjoying this, and then it just grew from there, and I do a backstage portrait project at City Winery in Nashville, and we've been doing that for 2.5 years. And now 2 years ago, my very first New Year's Eve in Nashville, Marty Stewart was playing City Winery on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
it was one of the best New Year's Eves I've ever had in my life. And I got to meet Marty and the band, and I photographed them backstage. And I watched that show, and I was just blown away. And I watched Marty play and the band and everything that they were doing. And I just said, it was wow. And I walked out of there and I just went on from there. So I just got this great appreciation for bluegrass music and all the different phases of it, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a broader umbrella than people might think. And your experience at the Station Inn was probably just the beginning of peeking under that umbrella. But now you know from your experience in Raleigh that, and before that also, that it's kind of a broader umbrella. And you're still probably being exposed to new things.
And the world of bluegrass is just it's a big umbrella. It's also when I mentioned, you know, to people that I grew up with in New York, and oh, you live in Nashville now. Oh man, so are you now a country music fan? And I just say, I have a smile on my face, and I said, you guys, this place is it's a much bigger umbrella than you think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the world of bluegrass is that big umbrella as well, you know. Like I go back to, you know, some of the bands that saw it.
Go ahead.
Like Chatham County Line. I saw them and I went, wow. And they're under the bluegrass umbrella, and I went, I like these and I like these guys, and they're great guys, and I photographed them, and now they're friends, but I was like, wow.
We got to get, by the end of this conversation, Jeff, we're going to get you some more superlatives.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know
Speaking
what it is yet. Huh?
Speaking of superlatives, yes, that's Marty's, the name of Marty's.
I know,
right?
I know, I knew that. That's why I said that. I thought you would catch on.
Of course.
So you have the benefit of, not only are you in Raleigh, and here, let's talk about this a minute. We agree. The musicianship and the performance and the level of effort put into the live performances and all that stuff is right now. It's happening right now when you see it. But then you also had the opportunity, I bet, to just to mingle with the people who were there to celebrate with the artists and the stars and all that. And there must be an impression from the people that go to that event that you left with.
Well, it's the love of the music. You know, what I really enjoy about this is the people who are going there is the love of the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one big commercial thing. It's about the love of the music that people are there, the love of the art of the music, the art of bluegrass, and watching these artists do what they do with their passion, and that's, as an artist myself,
right?
You know, that's what it's all about, and that's what I love about it too. It's, you know, backstage was great, and Ricky Skaggs was back there. I can drop a whole bunch of names, but it's the art of it, and as an artist, that's what I look at, and then seeing the passion that the artists have for doing that, the conviction of the love of what they're doing, and then the skill and everything like that, and you appreciate, as an artist, you appreciate art,
right?
And that's what it is to me.
And I'm glad you mentioned that in conjunction with your work, that you are an artist, and so we're not only bringing the perspective of someone who was very recently introduced to bluegrass at a high level, we're bringing in another field, another artist into this world of art. And so your appreciation is also filtered through what you are as an artist, as a photographer. And that to me was a special thing when we were talking earlier throughout the last week or so. Let me ask you this then. Did you see enough to get the connection between the artist on stage and the audience?
I think it just goes back to the love of the music. The audience, I mean, and the audience is at IBMA because it's IBMA, it's a big conference. And like I said, they're there for the love of the music. The audience just loved the music. I think that's what it really comes down to.
It does. And you probably saw this at the Station Inn, your first, there's a connection where the artists on stage are really just an arm's length or a hand's length away from, and they love that connection as the audience does, but there's an instant connection on a physical level, whether they're touching or not, I don't mean that, but within a few feet of that live performance, there's a connection there that I listen to all kinds of music, Jeff, and you and I have talked about what other stuff that I do, and you have connections with certain music that you like. But I've never seen, maybe in a jazz club, I'll say, in a small jazz club at 12 o'clock at night when you're on the last set and you're at the front table and the band is right there and you're just really in the same space as them. But it's always that way in bluegrass with performers on stages, I think, with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially at the station, and it's small, tiny. You know, the audience comes out and you know, mingles with the crowd. And the artists... I mean, I've seen so many amazing bands there since that night, and how it's just this, there's a connection.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, and you're helping me do that. It's hard to explain to people that listen and go watch other musicians are great, other genres are great, but there's this really within an arm's length connection between the artist and bluegrass on stage and the audience. And that is something that's palpable while you're sitting there, and the artists love it, and the audience, of course, loves it, but that connection makes it all that much more real, and you've experienced that, as you say, at the station, and numerous times since then. Probably at the award show, there's more, the seating is back or further from the stage, but you experience that whole thing, which I just think that whole melding together, I'm not trying to get too fancy here, but I've seen it forever and ever, the audience and the artists in bluegrass, they're as close to one as you're going to get, I think, in performance art.
Yeah, you know, and also in the roots music world,
right?
In the Americana world, which is a big umbrella in itself, the folk world at Folk Alliance,
right.
And in the blues world as well, and all of the roots music world, there's a connection between the audience and the artist.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's, and I don't know why that happens. I don't know why the artists are so friendly in all those genres that you mentioned, but it's a real thing, and I'm glad that you've experienced it at the level that you have at Station Inn, where people go, you know, whenever they can find bluegrass down there. You're probably a regular. I may have seen you there and didn't know you. But now you've been at IBMA, so you've seen it all from that small stage at the station into everything that happens at IBMA, and I sense, Jeff, that you're a fan, if not a convert.
Yes, and you know why, and it's in all of the roots music genres and bluegrass, there's soul to it.
Okay, you're right.
There's soul to it. There people are saying something. There's a soul to it, and I don't know any other way to put it. I could say words and music. People are saying something, but you can feel it in your soul when you're there, and in all of the roots music genres, and as well as there's something you feel. There's something that I feel when I'm experiencing it and watching it and listening to it. There's a feeling that comes over it. I'm not a commercial person or a. It's just this. There's just a soul to it.
Well, and Jeff, talking to Jeff Fasano, Jeff Fasano Photography. The reason we can't put words to it is that it is a feeling, and it's one of those things that's very emotional and very feeling based, but there aren't words to describe it. What we're both trying to describe what we feel and what we know, and you as the artist looking through the lens, you reveal the soul of that music. Does that sound familiar at all?
That's what I attempt to do with my photography.
I know.
Still beneath the surface.
You do, and you do it. And I will tell you this, Jeff. I was absolutely, and I invite people to go to your website if they want to see it, but I was absolutely, I would say I had a wow moment when I saw the photographs that you took backstage at IBMA, and I was there. There's, I've come back around to your word. I have no way to describe what you're able to capture and enhance, and it's through your eyes and your mind and your soul that you're capturing these images, and you do a very, very fine job of capturing. I'm so thrilled you were there last year.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen, Jeff, I've enjoyed it, and I hope that we connect again somewhere down the road.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Well, now that I know you,
as a matter of fact, I know we will.
Okay, good, very good. Well, keep in touch, Jeff, and I will. I'll run into you somewhere down the road. All right.
Cool, man. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.
Bye.